This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You know, now folks, I understand that there's some people that just don't think that's proper that I entertain the idea of those that I'm actually speaking forth to on a daily basis, 6 days a week. The atheists, the skeptics, and the lunatics, they just don't like the fact that, well, I'm addressing them. Well, you know what? If you don't like it, go ahead and lump it. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Move along. I'm sure there's plenty of people that will appease you in your sin. That's not what this radio show is all about. So I just wanted to let you know that. Well, folks, first of all, I want to say this. Welcome to the show. Thank you for your trust. I thank you and trust that you had a good Christmas, right? Merry Christmas, Luke 2:11. I trust that you did, regardless of how much they've been trying to rain on your parade in this country. And I thought it was only proper concerning what's going on in this country today and what's been going on over the last 9 months in a major way. I wanted to highlight the fact that submission to tyranny in the Bible, question mark, submission to tyranny in the Bible. Man, it's interesting. I can't find that. I just can't find that. What I do find is just the exact opposite. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And but in contrast, what do we hear? We hear, Romans 13, we're to submit to the authorities that have been appointed. Well, who appointed them? That's the question I have for you. God. Well, if God appointed them, can I ask you the question? Where does he teach us to submit to tyranny in the Bible? Guess what, friends? He doesn't. He does just the exact opposite. And I'm going to give you example after example after example. And if at any given time you'd like to share with us as to where it shows us in Scripture we're to submit to tyranny, you can go ahead and give us a call at any time. 1-866-582-9933. Can I get one of you guys in here, please? 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, folks, if you want to go ahead and jump online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go ahead and check us out, who it is that we are, what it is that we've been doing, and what it is that we're going to continuously do. I need stack up, please. And friends, with that said, I wanted to also let you know, you can go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com and you can book us at this time. We're about 3 months out. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll always find us there. We've been deplatformed by YouTube. And I'll tell you what, full censorship is at work through the big tech companies, illegally and unlawfully. By the way, just a side note, a branch off that topic, it's interesting to note that Section 230 was given for what? To basically block pornography. Is anybody paying attention to what big tech companies are doing? They're using it at will, arbitrarily, against the people. They are violating your freedom of speech, friends. Now, if I was on the radio, if I was on television doing things that I shouldn't be doing, because liberty is the right to do what the law permits, Charles D. Montesquieu rightly said, you know what? Then I'd have every reason in the world to learn what the law permits, because it doesn't permit pornography, it doesn't permit murder, it doesn't permit educating people how to use drugs, the things that Hollywood are teaching them, and then they're getting a green light from the Supreme Court. But it's interesting how they're wielding those rights against the very people, and the only way that that happens is through the ignorance of the American people. Folks, we get our rights from God. We do not get our privileges from the state, just for the record, okay? But I want to go back to this, because YouTube pulled our page about a month and a half ago now. We're contemplating right now what we're going to do with them as well, because we're already dealing with Facebook. And the fact of the matter is they're using Section 230 for everything that it's never been given for. Okay? They're using it arbitrarily at will to suppress and attack your free speech. They're trying to Europeanize America. That's what they're trying to do. See, now what's right, they want it to be wrong in your eyes. Okay? What's bitter, they want it to be sweet, and sweet, bitter. They want to put darkness for light and, you know, light for darkness, which is found in Isaiah 5:20. And the fact of the matter is we need to come to terms with God's moral law and constitutional law so we can understand how we are under attack, because what they're doing is completely illegal. That's why I'm telling you to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and subscribe, because you'll always find us on that platform. Okay? Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles. What do you find there? 13 to 15 articles combating the lies through the mainstream media. Also wanted to let you know, if you go to the right side of that page, you'll find the platform in which we're on today. Go ahead and click onto that and join us on Top Chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, and you will find us on the front page. Go ahead and click on to the platform in which you find there and join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in at any time, we are now set up on Stack. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Also wanted to let you know that we appreciate your trust. You've made us the number one show, number two show during the weekend and week on Genesis Communication Networks out of 65 different show hosts. Only you can do that. We're also broadcasting into 53 countries. Again, we know why you're listening. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Also want to give a shout out to our friend Rob Scribner. Rob Scribner. Folks, he is on Roku. Search and type in Cutting Edge TV. He just called me last week and said, can we carry you on our television program? I said, absolutely you can. And it's interesting because we've been getting more and more requests for TV right now, and we totally appreciate, once again, your trust. We've been on the radio for 17 years now. 13 years of that was with Salem Communications, and then when we were invited over to Genesis Communication Networks, we said, sure, we'll come on over. And we have just blown up literally since we jumped over on Genesis Communication Networks. Again, I want to welcome our friend Rob Scribner. We've been with him for a while, friends, but he just invited us over to his television program on Roku. If you want to go ahead and search and type Cutting Edge TV and then add to your menu, friends, because you can always see our shows video on demand, or you can catch live shows as listed below, which are on CuttingEdgeNetwork.com, Facebook.com/CuttingEdgeNetwork, and the list goes on. Hey, folks, I got a question for you, because I'm going to play some audio for you. What happens when the American people actually understand 1 Timothy 6:12? What happens when the American people resist and defy and fight off tyrants? Here, I got the answer for you. You win. I'm going to play one such story that just took place, folks, and this is a major victory in the United States. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Are we on the right topic today? We've already got people talking about how Daniel submitted to tyranny. Oh, my goodness. Who taught you that? Oh, my God. Those that are independent of the Holy Ghost, I can tell you that right now. Those that are independent of the illumination that Scripture brings by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, my goodness. Daniel submitted to tyrants. Well, that's what some of these people on Top Chat are telling us right now. And then we got some biblically learned individuals that are setting the record straight real quick. We're going to get to that in just a moment. I'm not doing this backwards. I just want to show you what happens in America when the American people stand up and say, no more. Because it seems to me that every time the American people stand up and fight the good fight of faith, which is found in 1 Timothy 6:12, forgive me, it's interesting that they win. And here's another example. You hear me quite a bit on this radio program talking about how the Lord is willing to give you what you're willing to fight for. It's true. Most people don't like the process. Hudson Taylor told us that the process of God is first it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. That's exactly right. Most people stop when it's difficult. Okay? That's what they do. They stop when it's difficult, not understanding that they have to bear the cross, not understanding that it's not about their glory, but about the glory of Jesus Christ, that no flesh should glory in his presence, right? That's what Scripture teaches us, right? I want you to think of this, because we have a guy in New York, Robbie De Niro, who's been fighting with the state of New York since November, when the county came into his gym, told him he needed to shut it down, and then gave him, listen carefully, a $15,000 fine for defying government COVID orders to shut down his business and getting into a confrontation with the sheriff's deputy and telling them to get out of his gym, which he has every right under God and in this system of government in the United States of America in doing so. And he did it. I want you to listen to this. There's two different parts. This is the first audio. This is Robert De Niro. Robbie De Niro, okay, I'm just going to call him so you don't get him messed up with the actor. But again, I want you to listen carefully. This gym owner, Robbie De Niro, who's been fighting with the state, this was a piece that was taken by Fox News, and I want you to listen as to how this transpired, and then I'm going to bring you to the good news, the end of the fight, because he didn't stop when it got difficult. He actually saw it through. Listen to this first piece.
De Niro is a business owner in Orchard Park, New York, and he joins us now. Robbie, good evening, and welcome.
Thank you for having me here.
You've got quite a crowd there behind you. I'll let you tell me about that in just a moment. But what did we just see happen in that video?
They're still coming in.
I've got you. You're live on TV right now, Robbie. What happened in that video that we all just saw?
Okay. I posted on Facebook Friday night that I wanted to get together business owners and protest and fight the lockdown that I feel is infringing upon our freedom. They showed up Friday night. We were about 20 minutes into that meeting when some sheriffs and a Department of Health official showed up uninvited. My business was closed. We were not conducting business. This was a protest. They walked in uninvited. A couple of the patriots that were here with me said, hey, Robbie, there's some sheriffs here and Department of Health officials. What do you want us to do? And I said, get them to leave. And, well, the video speaks for themselves. Those patriots took it upon themselves to stand shoulder to shoulder and tell them to get out.
Amen.
And we were right. Because if we were wrong, they would have called for backup and come back. But they didn't. They left.
It is our understanding, though, there is an update to this story tonight, and the Department of Health did come knocking this evening. What happened?
Isn't that crazy?
They did. My business is closed, just like they want me to.
This is in November.
I was here after hours, and the sheriffs came again escorting a Department of Health official. I told them to get off my property. I told them that there are procedures they need to follow. This is after hours, and they have no right to be on my property without a warrant. I told them to come back. He said he wanted to deliver this piece of paper in an envelope. I said, nope, call, make an appointment. It's after hours. You can call and make an appointment.
Good for him.
In the door. I finished kicking him off my property, and I opened it up, and it is a fine for $15,000.
$15,000.
Robbie, why do you feel these restrictions go too far?
Listen carefully.
Any infringement on our liberty goes too far. We were born with inalienable rights bestowed upon us by our Creator. They are guaranteed by the Constitution, specifically the Bill of Rights, the First through 14th Amendments. Specifically, any infringement on our freedom for any reason is too far. Our freedom cannot end where people's fear starts.
And I want to make everyone well aware that you are a native of New York. You've spent 14 years serving as an infantry officer in the United States Marine Corps. You've earned many honors in the military. You've got four children. We know it's a tough situation. We see your supporters there behind you. How far do you plan to go with this?
I plan to take it as far as I possibly can. I want to ask Governor Cuomo and Poincars, I want to ask if it's a challenge to them. Come to my dinner table. Come to any of the dinner tables back here. Look our kids in the eyes and say, your father, your mother is an essential worker. They don't have the guts to do that. They also don't have the guts to answer why they get to draw a $225,000 salary for Governor Cuomo and for Poincars, $103,000 salary, but the working man and woman doesn't get to earn.
That's right.
They get to take our money, but we don't get to earn. They don't have the guts to tell us that. That's the worst
your
kind of leadership.
Your story is getting a lot of attention. We thank you for
your service. Yes, it's getting a lot of attention. Go ahead
joining us.
Fade that down now, friends. Now, what's interesting about that is if you pay attention to this journalist as they want you to believe that they are, it's interesting how they're just really set there as controlled opposition to this news reporter. It's almost like Robbie De Niro here, this gym owner in New York. He's going a little too far. He's a little too radical. Keep in mind, these people are appointed to keep people, namely the conservatives and Christians, in line. They want you to believe that they're the standard. Well, I want to tell you something. Robbie De Niro set the standard right. He said, wait a second, we got God-given rights. And then he named the 14th Amendment. And this is what I want you to hear carefully. No state shall make or enforce any law, Folks, guess what? Mr. Governor Cuomo, there is no law to enforce because he's never been given delegated authority. It's never been legislated as law, and it's counter to constitutional law. The Supremacy Clause found in Article 6, Section 2 is the law, and they're to enforce the law. They're not to create policy and enforce policy, and Robbie DeNiro in New York knows the difference. Let me finish Amendment 14 of the Bill of Rights. Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. There is no process of law, no due process, friends. Or deny to any person with its jurisdiction the equal protections of the laws. So this is what happens. We have an individual that knows his God-given rights, and he stood up and he fought the good fight of faith. And because of it, now we have part two to the story, and I want you to listen to this carefully. It just came out yesterday. Check this out. Okay, so what we're doing right now is we're just waiting. He's got some difficulty.
The Orchard Park gym that sued the state last month and has refused to pay a county fine for COVID violations.
Listen carefully.
A preliminary injunction in the state Supreme Court today. Now, while the ruling, of course, helps athletes unleashed in one way, as 20 Inside's Rob Hackford reports tonight, more discussion is still to come.
Now, the ruling only applies to that 25% capacity limit set by the state, but unlike every other gym across New York, Athletes Unleashed is now open at full capacity.
It only took a few hours. At 4 o'clock Wednesday, Athletes Unleashed owner Robbie DeNiro said his gym had its first full capacity class since the Wednesday ruling made by a state Supreme Court judge.
Wow.
The fact that the precedent has been set that we can open at full capacity so long as we adhere to the safety guidelines and protocols that do work. That's a huge win.
The ruling not meant to diminish the pandemic, the judge said, but rather respect a, quote, right to normalcy.
Huh.
Athletes Unleashed, the same gym where an Erie County health inspector was told to leave in a now viral video.
Get out! Get out!
Will still have to abide by social distancing and mask
guidelines. Notice how they want to knock the people down again.
Fill our gym to its rightful capacity is huge. We're able to bring more people into the fold. We're getting back to normal business operations, which is what all anybody wants.
Wednesday's ruling, however, does not address claims that the governor has overstepped the authority granted to him during the pandemic. That discussion, also part of DeNiro's lawsuit, is now set for February.
Athletes at least one, Cuomo zero, and we're going to keep stacking these wins and getting more freedoms back.
Amen.
As of late Wednesday, the state press office has not responded to a request for comment. But back on November 30th, when DeNiro's lawsuit was filed, senior advisor to Governor Cuomo, Rich Asapardi, said in a tweet, quote, the entire argument is based on crackpot logic.
Listen how the media is trying to knock the people back
Paul
down
Cambria,
again.
Who is also DeNiro's lawyer, tells us this case sets a precedent for other gyms and businesses across the state if they use the same defense, but it isn't a guarantee. In Orchard Park,
notice how they're continuously trying to knock the people down again and again and again. Here's the point, friends. What Robbie DeNiro did in New York is he made reference to the law. At no time throughout the United States of America have you heard a governor or a mayor that is pushing unconstitutional edicts on the American people through forced compliance. At no time have they made reference to law. They've said executive order. Let me tell you this. If executive order is not congruent with the U.S. Constitution, it is null and void. I just read the 14th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Therefore, what they're trying to implement is unconstitutional, therefore illegal, therefore rendering it null and void. It has no power because there's no law behind it. We'll be right back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nashville's mayor said the initial evidence of a Christmas morning blast in the city's downtown was a deliberate bomb, and the FBI is asking for the public's help related to an RV at the center of the investigation. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee requesting an emergency declaration from President Trump to support the ongoing efforts and relief. A storm off the West Coast could have big implications for the Midwest in a few days. National Weather Service meteorologist Roger Vahalik tells NBC News it's too early to pinpoint where the storm will hit or how much rain or snow it might bring.
But if you do have travel plans next week, I would caution that anybody traveling around the Midwest here from either Missouri northward into Iowa and Minnesota and states to the west should be very, very careful about your plans and make sure you keep up with the forecast this weekend.
USA Radio News. Unemployment benefits are set to run out for millions of Americans today if the standoff continues between Congress and President Trump over a COVID-19 relief package. The president refusing to sign a $2.3 trillion spending package, claiming it doesn't do enough to help struggling Americans. The bill also provides $1.4 trillion for normal government funding. A waitress in Iowa got a $1,000 tip just in time for the holidays. A customer at a Baker Square just outside of Des Moines decided to leave a large tip to a hard-working waitress in the week ahead of Christmas.
My partner and I had a wonderful idea to give someone in the restaurant industry a gift before Christmas. We know that the restaurant industry has been hit hard during COVID-19.
Ramona Wink says she also left tips for other employees. She tells WHO in Des Moines that she's really passionate about helping people find hope and healing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Okay, so let's start kicking this thing because I've been talking about it for 2 weeks now. Again, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, the modern gospel from the hirelings in the pulpits across America, they have been teaching, Romans 13 teaches us that we are to submit to tyranny. And now the fact of the matter is that's all they can deny everything I'm telling you, all that they want to, but the fact of the matter is it's exactly what they're doing right now. Action speaks a lot louder than words, and in this case, so does their inaction. Okay? Because we see what they're submitted to, we see what they fear. Okay? And it's not God. Because if they feared God, they'd be obeying God. What was the national slogan? Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God? Oh my goodness, that's just complete. That's so radical. No, what's radical, because I've been called radical before, is the fact that the American people have submitted to a government that says it's okay to kill 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day. That's radical. That's really radical. What else is radical is when you have other people, said representatives in the United States of America, allowing people coming from the third world countries, namely from the Middle East, that are now in governmental positions in the United States, infiltrating our government because they need to come here and conquer. That's radical. What also was radical, friends, is when you have the Supreme Court and government standing back and just arbitrarily dictating whatever they feel they can dictate because the church is passive. They're dead in their sin. Read 1 Corinthians 15 when you get a moment. They're dead in their sin, friends. They're not witnesses of the resurrection. No, they're dead in their sins. They're submitted to the tyrant that is dictating that which counters God's moral law. When God said, thou shalt not kill, he meant thou shalt not kill. Now we have not only abortion, but we have treason, Article 3, Section 3. It's a violation of law. Also read Luke 22, verse 48. Now we have the Supreme Court and government saying it's okay to go ahead and marry men and marry women. And folks, this is completely so far out of scope that it sickens me. It's perverse from the top to the bottom. Now we have a said elect president that wants to go ahead and appoint transgenders to that of the education system in the United States of America. And don't act like that's the first time, friends, because it's been going on in this country for a long time. Just ask Barack Hussein Obama, who actually appointed czars, which were never confirmed by the Senate. Therefore, they were null and void. It's a pretended authority. But they had Kevin Jennings there who wanted to come forth, and he wanted a queer elementary education. And if you didn't know this, his icon was Harry Hay from an organization called NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association. And it's interesting that the slogan during gay pride parades is sex before eight, before it's too late. This is what they say. This is common knowledge. And yet governments, and namely the presidents, over the last how many terms have been appointing homosexuals and lesbians and transgenders to government positions? Why? And that includes Donald Trump, for the record. But I wanted to let you know that you need to understand history just a little bit, because when you look at the likes of a Third Reich, once again, guess who the SS were, friends? They were masculine homosexuals, and they were also effeminate homosexuals. Okay? They're backwards. They'll do what they're told. But also keep in mind, this government in America is in operation contrary to what God established this government to be. Put that up against 1825, the book of Exodus. But let's kick this off, because that's just the tip of the iceberg concerning what your government is doing today. Okay? And when I say your government, you need to keep in mind, yes, you are the government, but this is, yes, your reflection. And if you're complaining about it, this is what you're tolerating in this country. And it first starts with the church. I've said this a million times. John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, he said, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. Who's the greatest advocate to the very issues that we deal with today? Abortion. Who's the greatest advocate? The silent church. Who's the greatest advocate to Muslim infiltration, not just Muslims, but others across the world that mean to take down our government from within? Who's advocating that? Well, hey, folks, the Lutheran Social Services and Catholic Charities are bringing them in because they're being paid off to sell out to your country. That's a fact. Okay. Who's the greatest advocate to the gay homosexual sodomite issue? The church is. Why? Through their silence. Now, where are they at today concerning this whole COVID-19 perpetuated fraud that's being thrown on the American people? Where are they at now? Oh, they shut down. They're having church online with all one or two people that will watch them. I don't know why you would want to watch that, because that is not scriptural, nor is it Christianity in any sense of the word. Let me prove the point. I've got you for 2 hours today, and I want you to listen to this because it is sound. It's without error. If you want to call in at any time and challenge this information, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is Patrick Henry. He was a son of liberty. Okay? He said Caesar had his Brutus. Charles I had his Cromwell. And George III, treason, cried the speaker, may profit by their example. He said, if this be treason, make the most of it. Who was he talking about? He was talking about King George across the pond, who would not be ruled by God. Now, I want to take this to my testimony, because recently I received a newspaper article from a confused, biblically illiterate friend asking me my opinion and my take as to what was this article all about. The article was titled, Scripture Teaches to Submit to Authorities. That's what it was called. With reference to Romans 13, chapter 13. Now, in this article, the author was calling out a professed Christian for protesting a corrupt representative in government, which, by the way, is real Christianity, even going so far as to suggest that this Protestant ought to have stayed home and to have read their Bibles rather than to protest corruption in government. Oh, my goodness. And then when we watch the apple fall from the tree called the professors in America, which is a lack of Christianity, and keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. That's why he was crucified. But the fact of the matter is, what happens when the church does it? You'll see it in government shortly thereafter. Now, what do we see? Just last week, I did an article on Radio Friends and on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com where the media is actually reporting that if the people concerning Gavin Newsom in California actually deal with him on an actual recall and removing him, that that's going to destabilize the government. Where did it first start, friends? The mainstream media picks it up after the church preached it through their inactions and through their illiteracies when it comes to the Bible. Okay? This individual went on to say that we are commanded by Scripture to submit to the authorities that have been elected. That's what he said. Really? No matter what they do, right? Reminds me of when I was doing a radio show and I was calling out Barack Hussein Obama during his tenure, his criminal tenure, where he, in fact, transgressed the Constitution over 1,168 times, and the American people gave him a pass for 8 years. Folks, sit back and complain all that we want to, but we look real foolish when we fail to deal with it. But again, making the point that this individual went on to say that we are commanded by Scripture to submit to the authorities that have been elected, that is baloney. That is baloney. Going back to Barack Hussein Obama, we're supposed to allow him to stack our federal government and the Homeland Security with Muslims that mean to conquer this country? Oh, well, according to this guy, we are. Well, after all, we were told that he was elected. I mean, in spite of all the voter fraud taking place in this country for decades, we're supposed to just take him for face value. I want to tell you what. When you see professors talk in such a fashion, it's their apathetic, their tolerance, and that to their own demise and their children's demise. Okay? The reason they talk in such a fashion is because they fail to understand what real faith is, and they fail to understand that it's going to take a fight. What did Thomas Jefferson say concerning our liberties? Eternal vigilance. Eternal vigilance is the price for our freedoms. Eternal vigilance. Not to these guys. Nope. They just want you to take them for face value. They want you to take them as the standard of who Christ is, when in fact, folks, nothing could be further from the truth. But again, I mean, if the government says something and it's outside of their scope of authority, according to guys like this, you're supposed to just submit to them. No, you're not. That's why we have provisions in the U.S. Constitution to remove those that violate the U.S. Constitution. And the same thing with the Word of God. And I'm about fixing to show you this, friends. Now, to start off, maybe this individual should take the time to know a little bit of his own history, because there's nothing worse than when a person who doesn't know what they are talking about tries to tell you what the truth is. Oh, they're poison is what they are. Well, maybe this individual should have taken the time to look to the Founding Fathers, and that the documents, what they drew up, namely the Declaration of Independence. Did you know that that document alone is 75% of the usurpations that the tyrant King George committed against our forefathers? And what it is that our forefathers would not put up with? No, Bradley, really? Yeah, really. This used to be taught in public schools in the United States of America all the way up until the 60s. Matter of fact, the kids in America, before they could graduate, they had to know George Washington's farewell address. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. No more. And that religion falls to the umbrella of what? The Christian faith. And what is that? The Baptists, the Lutherans, Wesleyans. I mean, the list goes on. See, most people don't even know this, friends. So when we talk about religion and freedom of religion in the United States of America, understand freedom of religion, denominations. Now, foreigners do not have the freedom to come here and attempt to implement their religion in the United States of America, because the first thing that they always go for is the government. Just ask the Muslims today, because that's exactly what they're zeroing in on, okay? And the American people have been led to believe, well, it's okay for Keith Ellison to, you know, the first guy to swear in on the Quran, who used to be a Christian, by the way. He never was a Christian, friends. Bottom line is he's a traitor to his own people. Okay, it's okay that we have a Barack Hussein Obama who entertains Muslims in the People's White House. I guess it's okay now that we have Muslims sitting on the governor's committee in the state of Minnesota here, who's a part of CARE, which is a terror-tied organization. Just ask them. I guess it's okay that we have how many different Muslims in federal positions and governmental positions in the United States of America? But it's freedom of religion, really? Then why is it that they're at war with your form of government? Because it counters yours. Read Judges 5:8. There's going to be war within the gate.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Sheriff Leaf out of Michigan. I've heard Bradley Dean speak on GCN at rallies on the state capitol lawn, and I read his book on how he left a life of sin and found the glory of God. Bradley's heart belongs to God, and Bradley speaks from the heart. Join me, and let's listen to Bradley Dean together on GCN.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tell you, man, this is, hey, listen, with all due respect, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Tondra, listen, I'm on the radio show. I'm not trying to backhand you. I'm trying to educate you. But I want to let you know that I'm not, first of all, everybody, this applies to everybody. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you your history. This is exactly why the American people are lost and they don't know what direction to go. Why? Because they don't know where they came from. We have Tondra. Give us a call. 1-866-582-9933. You're talking about how, you know, we're not to be ruled by religion. Hey, listen, do you know anything about your history? You have less than 3% of the population, along with 56 signers and 13 colonies, that had the flags flying, no king but King Jesus, Tondra. And not only that, but appealed to heaven. Okay? So God birthed the nation, and then once we receive the blessing, then we wickedly depart from the living God? No, you are sadly mistaken. That's why we're in trouble today. God blessed us with less than 3% of the population as to what we've got today. Now, there's 330 million people in this country, and we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. Okay? Now, I also want to say this. You're going to be ruled either by the bayonets, or you're going to be ruled by the Word of God. There is no in-betweenites, Americans. Robert Winthrop said that. She just loaded my gun, man. I'm telling you what, and I'm talking about knowledge, okay, metaphorically. And when people bring up issues that they have no idea as to what they're talking about, it's like, I'm encouraging you to go ahead and give us a call. Listen to what Noah Webster said. By the way, on Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary, Tondra, it says this. It says that he taught millions to read and not one to sin. And I bet you, Tondra, you can't even give me the definition of sin, can you? It's the transgression of God's moral law. Let me say it this way. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 commandments. Now, I also know that you want to say, well, we're not supposed to be ruled by religion. Foreigners that come into America, they're afforded asylum, okay? But the fact of the matter is, when they come into America, why is it that the first place that they always go is Washington, D.C.? Because they want to see what it was and who it was that made America what it is today. Why we are called the light of the world. What do they see? They see Christ. They see Christian crosses over our fallen at Arlington. They see Leviticus 25:10 in Philadelphia. They see that our politicians put their hand on the Bible, swearing to uphold the enumerated laws found within. They see above the Supreme Court chambers, Moses holding the two tablets of the law where it says right under him, justice guards our liberties. And the list goes on and on and on and on. They see that when they go to that obelisk in Washington, D.C., that all the way up to the top of that obelisk, it has scriptures on the stairs, okay? And again, friends, I could spend the whole show just talking about this. When we go to the Statue of Liberty, what do we see there? We see in her left arm the Declaration of Independence, where it makes four references to who? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay, so, and then we have Tondra telling us about how there's lines between church and state. Listen to me, ma'am. I'm here to tell you. I'm your best friend right now. You have been misguided. You have been indoctrinated in a big way. Now you're talking about lines between church and state. Tondra, please give us a call and set me straight. 1-866-582-9933. Because there is no such thing found in any document in the United States of America. You can go back to the Mayflower Compact, which smacks of nothing but the pulpit. You can go back to the Declaration of Independence. You can go to the Bill of Rights. You can go to the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution. You will find lines between church and state nowhere in any founding document. I want to tell you where you got that, Tondra. You got that from the ACLU, which is a communist organization. I didn't say it. Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, said that. The American Civil Liberties Union. Notice the name again. Check out the acronym and say it out loud, friends. They want you to think that they're American friendly, when in fact, what are they doing? They're being used as a political battering ram to upend the U.S. Constitution as we know it. Listen carefully. Roger Baldwin, the head of the ACLU, said, Tondra, he said that the end of the ACLU is communism. Now, where have you heard that from? You've heard that from the likes of the ACLU, and who has promulgated and broadcasted that message over and over and over again to get Christians to submit to tyranny? The mainstream media. You are sadly mistaken. At any time, hey, for all of you atheists, you want to call me and tell me how we're not a Christian nation? My number's right here, 1-866-582-9933. All of you profess Christians, because we're going to get more into this concerning what and who we're supposed to submit to. I want you to understand that those lines are wide open for you to set me straight. Okay? Just wanted to set the record straight for you. Not running, not hiding. I'm right here. And you've got me for another hour and 15 minutes. Now, I want to go back to something that I said right during the end of the last segment. Now, many people think, well, freedom of religion is, well, you can come in here into America and you can go ahead and establish whatever form of government that you want because that's what it leads to. Just like the Muslims who are trying to infiltrate your government because they mean to conquer. Just ask them. Just ask them. That is not true. That is treason. And you can find that clearly in Article 3, Section 3. Now, if you are to submit to all of these foreign gods which have infiltrated the American, the America as we know it today, keep in mind when the church said to the Supreme Court when they committed an oligarchy and they said, you know what, your kids can't pray in school anymore, they can't do this, that, and the other thing. I'm here to tell you that they never lost the right to do it. They were scared into doing it. Okay, because of the ignorance of those that were preaching from the pulpits during that particular time. What the Supreme Court did is committed an oligarchy where few rule over many. And what they did is they said no to God and they attempted. And they are, folks, in a lot of ways, they're setting the American people at war with God. And I'm here to tell you, just like Napoleon said, the Bible is no mere book. It is a living creature that powers has the power to conquer all that oppose it. Okay, and Thomas Edison, he said this, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And what we've seen from the pulpits in America today is these hirelings are actually, in fact, making war against God. Read Micah 3:5 when you get a moment. Micah 3:5. Okay, now I want to say this, the Bible's clear, Exodus 20, first scripture, thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's the Old Testament. Okay, well, let me fulfill it in the New because that's what Jesus did. You can't understand part two until you first understand part one. When you go to Acts 4:12, what does it tell us? There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. What's his name? Jesus Christ. That's what foreigners see when they go to D.C. That's when they see every state preamble in the United States of America. It acknowledges who? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, every state preamble. And keep in mind, politicians put their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man that they will uphold the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution. Now, what I want you to understand, by the way, go to 1 John 5:2 when you get a moment. But what I want you to understand here, friends, when you begin to disobey that, the way that it has been disobeyed, thou shalt have no other gods before me, and you've made other gods outside of Christ, I want you to understand something. Judges 5:8 tells us that when you allow other gods within the gate, war will be found within. War will be found within. Put that up against 300-1 concerning foreign religions in the United States of America over Christian churches. Folks, it's ridiculous. I mean, people that want to try to persuade other people that we're not a Christian nation, let me tell you this, friends. If you don't like it, then leave. I'll buy you a ticket, and you tell me how it works out in the country that you so choose to go to. Tell me how it works out without God, because it will sooner or later become a war-stricken nation. Oh, Bradley, that's far-fetched. Nope. Let's go back to Noah Webster, who said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from what? They're despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. The precepts contained in the Bible, okay? Oh, my goodness, I could literally just stay right here for another hour, hour and a half. Because the fact of the matter is, friends, we are our forefathers' posterity. And there's no denying who they are and what it is that they established. Here, listen to this carefully, okay? I'm just going to go down here. This is John Hancock. You all know who John Hancock is, right? He was the first signer of the Declaration of Independence. And he wrote his name so big on the Declaration of Independence that he wanted to make sure that the king, the tyrant across the pond, didn't have to put his glasses on to see his signature on the Declaration of Independence. This is what he said. Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian duty of each individual. Continue steadfast, fixed in direction, and with a proper sense of your dependency upon God, nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us. This is found in the History of the United States of America, Volume 2, page 229. Hey, folks, this is not the end of the show. This is the end of Hour 1. Hour 2 coming up in just a couple moments. We're going to continue this discourse.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.